Cabo, fantastic to see you here. Great to see you out there supporting your son playing for Illawarra in the juniors here, but a bit nerve-wracking?
Not really nerve-wracking. I think it's just it's interesting watching from day one where there was no goalposts and everyone was scoring tries. So day two, obviously, you know, the kick comes into play. But look, it's been good. This is where the major competition really is today. It's not yesterday, it was going through the rounds. But, you know, a lot of teams yesterday struggled a bit because if you think realistically, there's not too many games of rugby. You play three games in one day.
Yeah.
So they go up and down, up and down. You know, trying to get the kids up at for a second game has always been difficult. But look, there's been some great skills. The games now, you can see, you know, you get blown off the park for something. And as I mentioned, maybe you go to the referee and say, can you tell us why we're getting penalised all the time? So the kids can learn. You know, it's sometimes, you know, when the pressure's on, you do things that you don't normally do as well. So it's a bit of pressure, but, you know, they're going to learn from the experience.
And that's the whole point. You're learning in 12s and 13s so you don't make mistakes in senior rugby. But great to see you here as well. You're part of the Australian Rugby Foundation. You've been around the traps, Port Macquarie, Maitland, down in Barrel at home there as well. Really enjoyed getting out there and connecting with the masses and sort of helping to grow the game, because the great thing about yourself is you've rolled into a club. The parents know who you are, but the kids don't.
Yeah.
And the kids go out there and say, oh, well, I'll go and give this rugby thing a go while they
see
you regale with great stories of how I won the World Cup and all that sort of stuff. And it's just one of those things where you're a bit of a Pied Piper for the game, and a bit like George Gregan. If you can be used by the foundation, or again, get those kids to be connected with the game through the parents who saw you play, that's just a great thing for the game.
Yeah, well, I think it's changing. I'm actually working for the New South Wales Rugby, not for the foundation, so that's a different avenue. But yeah, like, you're right. I mean, it's quite bizarre in this country where, like I said, I've been overseas for many years. So I've come back now and, you know, we've got so much knowledge, but they don't want to use knowledge for some reason. I don't know. And you know, I love doing this. I enjoy doing this. And I get to speak to the coaches after games, and they want to learn as well. So I think the more knowledge we can give to the sport, the better these kids are going to be, and the coaches.
Well, that's the problem also in football here in this country. You've got Gabriella Bartolusso, who lived in Perth for 4 years, and nobody talked to him at the A-League or FFA, which is just mind-boggling. But that's one of those things now, I think, under Andrew Hoare and also the Andrew Hills of the world, they're going to tap into through the Positive Rugby Foundation, which would just be a great thing for our game, not only with developing the game, but also bringing things out like Batir, you know, awareness of mental illness and also suicide prevention, which are really important things in our community with the drought gripping so badly. Being a country boy from Queensland yourself, you'd understand that.
Yeah, look, I think society has changed. I mean, we were brought up in the era was, mate, just get on with it, you know, and sticks and stones and all that sort of stuff. And now there's so many different problems, and, you know, and especially with the young kids, I mean, there's so much pressure put on them from their adults and the people around them, instead of just going out there and enjoying what you're doing. I mean, if they enjoy what they're doing and there's no pressure, you'll probably find half these problems will go away. Social media is a shocking part of life. But, you know, again, it's up to the parents. Parents are the ones who teach. It's not the schools teach about education. Parents teach you about life and about sport as well. You don't go to a school to learn how to pass a rugby ball. That's your dad and mum teaches that, you know. And I think sometimes the foundations are being this disordered, not skewed a bit where, well, my son in school's not getting trouble. Well, that's not our role, is to give him education. So I think parents has got a great role to stand up and just think, well, when I was a kid, what did your parents do to you? You know, so why can't you do that to your kids? You know, so there's a lot of to and throw in. There's a lot of rights, a lot of wrongs, but life's life. You've got to make the most of life. And if you want your kid to be successful, you've got to try and help them get the platform to be successful. For me, you've got to let the kids try and fail. The more they fail, the more they'll try. And that's one thing that we've done in society is don't do that again. Don't do that again. And the problem is, if you don't do that again, the kid's never going to try. Well, so you've got to let them try things.
But also you get a trophy for just turning up too, which is a pretty poor mentality.
No, it's ridiculous. You can't do that.